Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We've been following the story and checking in from time to time with the South African National Blood Services. Joining us on the line is Kensani Maklangu, who is the communication specialist at the South African National Blood Services. A very, very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I am well, thank you. So last time we chatted to the organization, it was at a point, I believe, almost in crisis. From everything I'm reading, we seem to be doing a little bit better. Tell us about it.
That's right. I think every time we've reached out to our donors, really, they have supported us and they really have managed to keep us going. So we're really at the moment sitting at 4.4 days blood stock, which is not bad. I mean, we're currently stable, but at any given time, we really do try to keep our blood stocks above.
So what do you aim at? What is a comfortable, what would be a comfortable level?
A comfortable level really is 5 days blood stock,
right.
You know, because things can de-escalate very quickly. But I think at the moment we're doing very well, and I think it's really owing to the donors really coming through and supporting us.
That's incredible. It's really so good to have some good news, because you reached out, I know, to us, to many, to other media houses, and people showed up.
Definitely. But I think what I would really like to talk about today is National Blood Donor Month.
Sure.
Every year on the 14th of June, we celebrate a World Blood Donor Day, but South Africa were fortunate enough to make a month of celebrations. You know, we like to thank all these donors that really do come through and support us, and more especially are able to give people another chance, you know, another day of living life. I mean, their blood is used in emergencies. It's also used to treat chronically ill patients. So really, we wanted to say thank you so much, and we wanted to keep the momentum going and encourage our regular donors to share their commitment and encourage people around them to really take up the cause of blood donation.
Mm. I think that's awesome, because it really does become something, as I think we've spoken about, that needs to become part of a routine. That isn't just something you do once or from time to time. It needs to be part of something that people are doing on a regular basis.
Definitely. You know, committed donors are the safest donors, really. We do test every single unit of blood from every donor, every single time they donate. But, you know, we really want to drive home the commitment towards blood donation, because, I mean, it becomes habitual for all of us, really, if we commit to it. Also, we're very cognizant of everything that we need to do to stay safe and healthy enough to donate blood.
Absolutely right. Really, really incredible. And that is Kensani Maklangu, communications specialist at the South African National Blood Services.